Grassroots Economics, Reflection and Practice by William O. Ruddick, 10th of February, 2025. Read by Matthew Slater. Special thanks and acknowledgements. This text is rooted in the work of Grassroots Economics, a non-profit foundation in Kenya that has collaborated with hundreds of previously marginalized communities to rediscover, harness, and share their collective abundance. Grassroots Economics has developed and implemented the frameworks and software discussed in this guide in partnership with these inspiring communities, ensuring the solutions are grounded in real-world experiences and needs. Thanks so much to Nia Ruddick and Orde Peron for living these practices together with me. Much of the art and structure in this guide is thanks to Octopi, Cara Airy, Leila Kidson, Tamsin Lotz. Thanks so much to Mustard Seed Trust and Kevin Awoki of Gitcoin for having the insight to support the development of this book. There are too many more to thank for their contributions over time to this work, but let me try. Bernard Lietar, Tib Jenkin, Stephen de Merlinaire, Thibaut Desin, Jimmy Haynes, Henk van Arkel, Annette Luden, Chris Lindstrom, Christina Boards, Elizabeth Wayland, Gilfred Powis, Lucero Mariani, Jim and Ellen Wagner, Jackie Kowa and family, Dawn Richards, Dr. Margaret Kennedy, Professor Declan Kennedy, Xenia Hines, Tim Anderson, Jamie Brown, Kevin Cox, Sergio Lub, Etienne Hayem, Jens Martiglioni, Edgar Campers, Ava van der Giesen, Michelle Bowens, Lynn Foster, Gabriel Grimsditch, Tobias Fields, Scott Morris, Nemo Curiel, Hugo Godschalk, Guido Hossman, Zachary Marlowe, Sepp Kamvar, Lorne Covington, Bob and Margaret Massimon, Carla Lundberg, Chris Cook, Dr. Eric Walterstorff, Dr. Leander Binderwald, Eric Harris Brown, Charles Eisenstein, Arthur Brock, Daniel Key, Guy Staniforth, Thomas Greco, Hochital Cazador, Thomas Fleischman, Matthew Slater, Jeff Emmett, Susan Witt, Dill Green, Chedrakar Iyunni, Arti Ahluwalia, Thomas Greco, Adam Bornstein, Kali Akuno, Gustav Stromfeldt, Stephanie Rierich, Holger Hoffman-Riem, Alison Malisa and family, Tendai Lewa Mtana, Reba Chabeda, Carmen Mauk, Jem Bendel, Robert Mutsayers, Ahmed Mawi, Dr. David Johnson, Mwalimu Musheshi, Alida Bakemabun, Sarah Kobusinge, Luca Fantacci, Leanne Usher, Mark Burgess, Njambi Njoroge, Louis Holbrook, Mohamed Sohail, William Luke, Janet Otieno, Amina Gordoner, Mbui Emmanuel, Joyce Kamau, Hamida Rahmadan, Emma Onyango, Francisca Mami Onyango, Bella Hatvani, Emmy Van Cleef, Katrina Bull, George Shungu, Baba George Shungu, Dr. Abdul Hakim Maina, Emmanuel Kahindi, Mwanaidi Ruwa, Nadzua Muero, Jacob Mwatumbi, Mwalaku Chiti, Mwanidi Nzara, Mjeni Muero, Uchi Festus, Luvano Mangale, Chitsi Mtoka, Chitsi Charo, Halima Omar, Mariam Rua, Chitsi Omari, Chitsi Chimera, Mwarunga Chiboya, Bahati Kahindi, Julitha Wakisha, Eunice Fatuma, Salama Ngumbao, Agnes Joseph, Margaret Kadi, Nyevu Kahindi, Dorcas Sharia, Johnson Kenga, Lydia Sidi, Sarah Saif, Gendere Mramba, Daniel J. Deng, Dama Charles, Amina Ngua, Dama Karisa, Kalama K., Amina Ngua, Damna Charles, Henzo Shedrak, Kia Kalama, Riziki Bahati, Dorcas Sharia, Walter Mbrenje, William Fondo, Queen Umazi, Tatu Gadzo, Mora Charles, Martha Kalama, Faith Kache, Mara Menzies, Jacqueline Nima, Tatu Kadzo, Caroline Dama, Liz Ottoson, Patricia Marcella Evite, Anya Biarodska, and Nadia Johannesova. About the guide. Imagine a community where everyone shares a role in one another's well-being. A place where food, support, and resources flow as freely as nutrients in the roots and fungi beneath a forest floor. In such a community, no one is left to struggle alone, and the strength of one is the strength of all. In many communities, glimpses of this spirit appear in times of crisis, when people come together to pool resources, offer help, exchange skills, and build trust. But what if this wasn't the exception, but the rule, a protocol deeply embedded in our communities? This book focuses on resource coordination protocols, the shared agreements, practices, and systems that enable fair, sustainable distribution and use of resources inherent in living systems, both ecological and social systems, and how they can be used to support interconnected, thriving communities. Drawing from my life among the Mijikenda people of Kenya, I share observations of practices that, while unique to specific clans and families, reflect universal protocols found across the world. These protocols resonate deeply because they connect us to the wisdom of our ancestors and the living systems from which we emerged. This book is a guide to speaking about and designing resilient, self-sustaining networks of communities by drawing on natural, ancient wisdom and modern resources. Part 1 is structured as a reflection and journey, with each reflection offering a step toward a system that supports every member of the planetary community. Together, we'll query the fundamental principles of nature's economy, the insights of ancient resource coordination practices, and the underlying protocols that can create trust, sustainability, and shared abundance. We'll also look at where these protocols are inhibited to create centralization of power and decentralized technologies that offer a pathway to rebel. In part 2, you'll see how these protocols have been implemented in practice by Grassroots Economics Foundation over the last decade, building on ancient tradition and supported by modern technologies. Each reflection builds on the last, providing you with core concepts and tools to bring these practices to life in your own community. You'll also find experiential games, simple, engaging exercises that allow you to embody the principles with your community. This guide is a call to action. The sustainable, cooperative, and resilient future we seek has already been envisioned. Instead of inventing new systems, we can rediscover the protocols that helped ancient ecosystems and communities thrive. For generations, societies all around the world operated as interwoven communities, relying on abundance created through collaboration rather than competition. These practices, constituting an economics intrinsic to all living systems, coordinated resources, shared responsibilities, and ensured everyone's needs were met. Today, we have the opportunity to revive and adapt these methods, integrating them with modern tools to create thriving, sustainable communities. This book is designed to support organizations and individuals in allocating resources in ways that foster long-term connections, resilience, community development, and social cohesion. Grassroots organizations, cooperatives, faith-based institutions, and activists can use it to build social belonging, trust, and economic self-sufficiency. Humanitarian and environmental organizations will find tools to align their programs with principles inspired by living ecosystems and ancient social systems. Blockchain engineers and DAO stewards can apply these protocols to manage shared resources and implement mutual credit systems effectively. Introduction. 10 years ago, I witnessed a community transforming and healing itself through an ancient practice into something that felt good and normal, singing again the songs of their grandparents. In a small village in Kitui, Kenya, neighbours faced the challenge of drought. Water was scarce, food supplies were low, and survival looked uncertain. But instead of pulling away from each other, the community came together. They revived an ancient traditional system of rotational labour called mueria, taking turns collectively tending one another's homes and crops while carefully and fairly pooling their time and other resources. Those with more knowledge shared it with others, those with seeds distributed them, and those with time worked tirelessly, ensuring that no one went hungry or thirsty, while ensuring that there was a long-term reciprocity and fairness. Once reawakened, these mueria cycles have not stopped. The community is now using the same tradition to help build and repair houses and undertake large-scale water catchment programs, all without money. This experience left a profound impression on me. I saw firsthand the immense power of collective action and the momentum built from small but powerful seeds of commitment. This village didn't just survive the drought, they found a way to thrive by relying on one another as their ancestors had done for countless generations. That's when I realized that much of the wisdom we need already exists, I just hadn't known where to look for it. Practices like rotational labor, shared stewardship, and resource pooling are not only possible but deeply rooted in our shared heritage. These ancient methods, which I saw come to life in those villages in Kitui, are more than practices. They hold deep protocols for resilience. Similar practices seem to be found across Kenya and in all cultures on the planet. They're adaptable, powerful tools that any community or living system can adopt to thrive. This guide represents a journey in reflection, hope, and understanding with the aim of supporting and expanding these age-old practices across living systems and networks of trust. The spirit of community is not just an abstract concept. It is a living, breathing entity woven into the fabric of our societies. Our strength emanates from this collective identity, a shared heritage that has been passed down through generations. This heritage has inculcated in us the principles of communal support systems. These practices are not novel. They are ancient economics, intrinsic to our cultures and ecosystems, forming the core of our relationships with one another. The beauty of community lies in the support we extend to one another. However, the financial systems we live in today often act as a chasm that widens the gap between us, hindering our ability to work together and offer mutual support. Against this backdrop, ancient social and ecological resource coordination systems and their role as protocols of trust and reciprocity are of profound importance. The experience I've gained from witnessing and taking part in these practices has been transformative. I've seen how these systems resonate with other life-affirming practices and proto-social protocols, foundational customs enabling cooperation and resource sharing across the globe. Moreover, I have witnessed their versatility and adaptability, fitting seamlessly into a wide range of situations, from refugee camps, farming communities, and faith-based groups to blockchain and wireless mesh networks, urban cities, and business networks. As the founder of Grassroots Economics Foundation, my intention for this book is to share my insights, learnings, language, and protocols to inspire and equip others. I envision a future where grassroots economics is not only propagated and seamlessly integrated into human ecosystems, but is also recognized and embraced across the planet, enabling individuals and communities, both local and globally interconnected, to coordinate resources for well-being. This guide is a humble contribution toward that future. Your role. Quote from E.F. Schumacher: economics without spiritual, human, and ecological values is like sex without love. This journey isn't just about sharing, it's about participating. As we uncover and reflect on the economic protocols which are intrinsic to living systems, it's important to realize that such protocols must already be present in our living culture, our values, our spirituality, our habitat, our families, and our own selves. You are part of this story, and your unique skills, resources, and dreams are essential to building resilient communities. Each reflection encourages you to try out new ideas, experiment with resource coordination practices, and take steps toward collective action. By the end, you'll have the tools, insights, and a roadmap to transform your community into a place where every person's needs are valued, and everyone contributes to a shared future. I'll use the term community often in this guide. Community is not just the people around us. It is the connection between what we value and share collectively, the space where our shared resources and relationships come alive. I encourage you to be the seed that grows the community around you, using and building on the protocols in this guide. Take a moment to reflect. What experiences have you had with community support and resource sharing? Have there been times when you or someone you know received help without an explicit expectation of repayment? How did it feel? Was there a feeling of indebtedness? Did the relationship continue? What if we could bring the essence of those experiences into a language we could speak and protocols we could follow in our daily lives and structure our communities to support each other as the natural world does? Here is an invitation to reconnect with our roots and to reimagine how we allocate and coordinate resources in ways that honour both our ancestors and the future we want. By embarking on this journey, you're joining a global movement, a pollination rebellion, and a return to the roots of resilience. So, let's begin.